This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 7 December 2005. Israeli occupation forces launch more attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Four Palestinians, including three children, were killed by Israeli occupation forces. One of the victims was extrajudicially assassinated by Israeli occupation forces in Rafah. 17 Palestinian civilians, including 10 children, were wounded by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces launched at least 8 attacks on the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces conducted 23 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Homes were raided and 42 Palestinian civilians, including 8 children, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. Rafah International Crossing Point has partially reopened, but Israeli occupation forces have closed the Erez Crossing Point in the southern Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces have arrested 10 Palestinian civilians, including a child, women, at various checkpoints in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank and have used force to disperse peaceful demonstrators organized in protest to the construction of the wall. Israeli occupation forces arrested 2 Palestinian children near the wall, and at least 610 dunams of Palestinian land were confiscated in the Yadav village near Hebron to construct a section of the wall. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in the occupied areas of Palestine, and at least 90 dunams of Palestinian land in Nablus and Bethlehem were confiscated. Israeli occupation forces raised 5 dunams of land in the Silwan neighborhood in Jerusalem to establish a car parking lot for Israeli settlers. Summary. On Monday, 5 December 2005, Israeli Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz stated that he ordered Israeli occupation forces to conduct military occupations in the Gaza Strip and the north of the West Bank, including extrajudicial assassinations targeting activists of Islamic Jihad. Following the bombing that occurred in the Israeli town of Netanya on Monday, Israeli occupation forces imposed a total closure on the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Israeli violations of international law in occupied Palestine during the reporting period include killings. During the week reporting, Israeli occupation forces killed or assassinated 3 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. A 4th Palestinian died in the West Bank from a wound he sustained at the beginning of the current Palestinian Intifada. On 2 December 2005, Israeli occupation forces killed a Palestinian when he was attempting with other civilians to cross the border into Gaza to look for work. Incursions. Israeli occupation forces conducted 23 military incursions into the Palestinian communities of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. During these incursions, IOF raided homes and arrested 42 Palestinian civilians, including women and children. Restrictions on movement. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a comprehensive siege in occupied Palestine in violation of civil, political, economic, social, and cultural rights of Palestinians and in gross violation of international humanitarian law. Annexation wall. Israeli occupation forces continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank and have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall throughout the West Bank and surrounding particular villages and cities. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces raised hundreds of dunams of areas of Palestinian agricultural lot in the Al-Hadar village southwest of Bethlehem. Illegal settler activities. Israeli settlers in breach of international humanitarian law continue to reside in occupied Palestine and have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces handed home demolition notices to 12 civilians in villages south of Nablus. Israeli occupation forces claimed that these homes were built without obtaining necessary licenses in Area C, all of which are gross violations of humanitarian law. For more information of these gross human rights violations, please go to www.pchrgaza.org.